Good morning, sisters. I greet you all in the precious and wonderful name of our Lord and Savior. I was just looking this morning. It's the 31st of January. An entire month have gone by into the new year of 2023. And so many of us who have looked back at the holiday now know that it's nothing but just a distant memory. So many people that I speak to, I've started the year, they're really busy. It's wonderful to see that God's plans is in full swing and that we're all well on our way. I thought that this word of encouragement that the Lord has given me is quite timely and will be a blessing to you. The title of my word of encouragement is, "My presence will go with you." My scripture reading is from Exodus 33, verse 12. Then Moses said to the Lord, "See, you say to me, 'Bring up this people,' but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. Yet you have said, 'I know you by name, and you have also found grace in my sight.' Now therefore, I pray, if I have found grace in your sight, show me now your way, that I may know you, and that I may find grace in your sight. And consider that this nation is your people." And he said, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." Then he said to him, "If your presence does not go with us, do not bring us up from here. For how then will it be known that your people and I have found grace in your sight, except you go with us? So we shall be separate, your people and I, from all the people who are upon the face of the earth." So the Lord said to Moses, "I will also do this thing that you have spoken, for you have found grace in my sight, and I know you by name." That is such a beautiful promise from the Lord. What stood out to me in this chapter was, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." The Hebrew word for rest is noach. We learn here in scripture, God's presence will give rest to his people. And what does that presence feel like? The Lord's presence soothes, comforts, settles, consoles, and quiets us. Moses knew what God's presence felt like. He met with him on a few occasions by now, we see in scripture. He had responsibilities all around him. With the burdensome trials he faced with the people, considering just a chapter behind, we see in the book of Exodus chapter 4, we see God telling Moses to let Israel know they are a stiff-necked people. Could you imagine the work Moses had laid out for him? Where did he find himself? In the presence of God, constantly inquiring, constantly speaking, constantly waiting for his voice to take the next step. We learn further down in scripture, verse 15, Moses says, "If your presence does not go with us, do not bring us up from here." Just look at the trust that Moses places in the hands of the Almighty God, all-knowing God. Where they were in this point in scripture was not easy. Then the Israelites knew that their greatest desire at that point was not necessarily obedience to God. We see all through Exodus the disobedience and the anger of the Lord towards these stiff-necked people, the Israelites. But Moses refused to leave the place they were and move into the promised land. All they desired was a place of rest, a place where this land that was called the promised land can be inhabited by them. You see, Moses knew the value and the importance of God's presence, even though that looked so promising, even though that looked just an arm's length away. He knew that he was not going to leave this place without the presence of God. He knew that the presence of God brought him something more than what any human being or place could offer. Moses was simply, for a better word with God, lost in his wonder, his glory, his power. He wanted an intimate knowledge of God himself and his presence and the knowledge of where this was going. Only when you are at this place can you fully understand the meaning in scripture. I will give you rest. This rest is not like what we think, perhaps a good nap or sinking our toes into the sand as we overlook the ocean. However, even this Father God does give at certain times, and it is for absolute enjoyment, and it is such a blessing. The rest I am speaking of is a type that even while there is chaos all around you, nothing makes sense in the natural, you feel his presence that says, rest in me. You feel soothed, comforted, quietened. You feel settled. You just know God's got this. I can advance. I can move forward. He goes ahead of me. He's got me. This year, as we advance in the different areas Father God has purposed for each one of us, I want to encourage you to put down these pegs right where you are and say, Lord, if your presence does not go with me, I am not going. God's presence as he journeys with us requires obedience. Go when he says, stop when he says. He speaks clearly of this in Exodus 13, 21, 22. And the Lord went before them along the way and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, that they might travel by day and by night. The pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night did not depart from before the people. What did that pillar signify to the Israelites? By day, that pillar of cloud gave shelter from the weather conditions in the desert, took away the discomfort as they journeyed. The temperature on a hot day in the desert was anything from 32 degrees Celsius to 40 to 42 degrees Celsius. Those are pretty hot temperatures if you ask me to travel in, considering in that day and time they traveled on foot and some on camel. Nevertheless, we see the provision and the comfort Father God gives as his children journeys by day and by night. By night, he gives a pillar of fire by night to give them light. This pillar that's spoken of in scripture was not just a symbolism. But if you ask me, this was a great mystery, a great phenomenon. How was it so that there was a pillar formed in the desert? Can you imagine this? This can only but be our great God's supernatural intervention in the time of his children as they journeyed for 40 years in the desert. Keeping in mind just few chapters back, he called them a stiff-necked people. Just look at the mercy and the grace of God that when he looks at us, he still makes a provision. This pillar at night also brought warmth and comfort as the temperature declined and became cold at night. Father God did not leave out anything. The comfort of his children was so important to him. The journey ahead, he was so mindful of. His presence went ahead constantly. Now, how is it that this was given to a stiff-necked, disobedient people? If you ask me, the pillar is a picture of God's faithfulness and proof yet again that God never leaves nor forsakes his people. Sisters, the journey you make this year in the direction of God is taking the journey that you make this year in the direction that God is taking you in cannot be based on yourself or your intellect, your methods, or your understanding. Simply, it has to be, Father, if you are not in this, if your presence does not go with me, I am not going. Your presence gives me rest. Your presence soothes and quietens me for the road ahead. In my marriage, in the life of my children, in my work, in my ministry or church where I am serving, your presence, Father, equips me for the journey ahead. Sisters, may the grace of God be with you, the same grace that he showed Moses, be your portion this year. May his presence be what you choose as you journey along this way. May the Lord go before you. May his presence be forever before you. God bless.